Hey there, listeners. This is Justin. It is Thanksgiving Day. I am in the midst of a move with Rebecca. We are moving to a new place in Denver. And as you all know, because you've probably moved dozens and dozens of times, moving sucks. So this is a quick diversion before a turkey trot 4 mile run. I am definitely missing the days of having the military move me. Though I do think one of my very first moves, probably like many of you, I did the do-it-yourself move because I thought I'd make some money. And I'm not proud of this, but I do remember making sure the car was empty of gas before weighing it empty. And then when we weighed it full, we went and got like bags of cement from Home Depot to like get the extra 35 cents for the move or something absurd. And the move was such a pain in the ass. I never wanted to move myself again. And yet here I am doing it on my own because I don't have the military paying for my movers. So that is one thing I definitely miss about the military. I did want to record a quick episode for Thanksgiving. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you to all of you who are on active duty right now. I don't know about you guys. I always feel weird saying thank you for your service to another vet. That for some reason just doesn't feel right for me, but I do want to say thank you for those of you who are on active duty right now. Especially those of you who are deployed and not with your family, and that sacrifice is not overlooked and very much appreciated. I also wanted to thank all of the listeners who listen to the show, who make this possible. It's a ton of fun for me and our team. I know we get a lot out of it, and it's been an incredible experience for us. I wanted to thank the Beyond the Uniform team. I'm sure listeners know this, but every single person, including myself, this is a nights and weekends project. Everyone is fully employed elsewhere. So I wanted to thank Steve Bain, Kathleen Dillon, Andrew Woolitridge, Andrew Robinson for your help with the podcast and making this possible. I also wanted to thank those of you who have given a positive review on iTunes. We are up to 100 reviews, which is incredible. Really appreciate your support. And lastly, I just wanted to give a quick plug for Warfighter Hemp. And I feel like today there are so many people shucking products and doing things, and I want to be transparent on this. I have no affiliation with Warfighter Hemp. I receive no commission for this. This is completely prompted on my own. But let me just see what podcast episode this was. I had Steve from Warfighter Hemp on very recently. Let's see, episode 218. He talks about his career in the Marines, the opioid epidemic that he saw, and the addiction to pain medication that he saw with many people in the military and veterans. And that was what prompted him to start Warfighter Hemp. The reason I wanted to give a quick plug for them is that they are giving a 50% off discount to Beyond the Uniform listeners, but it ends in a few days here. It ends on the 30th, so just over a week left. And if you use the code BTU, you get 50% off. Again, there's no financial compensation, so you can trust this endorsement. But I wanted to just share, because I actually did order this product. I just wanted to share briefly my experience for what it's worth. And for those of you who have not listened to episode 218, Warfighter Hemp produces a product that is using CBD oil. It is related to cannabis, but it is legal. It is non-psychoactive, i.e. it doesn't screw with your head. And it completely legal, non-addictive. And it's known to produce a lot of benefits that people seek in pain medication, which is relaxation, easing of tension, stress, a lot of positive benefits that Steve outlines in the podcast. So I did order one of their products. Let me see if I can really quickly pull up on their website which one I got. I ordered one of their tinctures, which is it's basically like a dropper that you put like a full dropper underneath your tongue. And you, it tastes a little bit like It doesn't taste unpleasant. It is kind of like an earthy taste, and you leave it under your tongue for like a minute, and then you swallow it. And so I guess for context for me, I have drank quite a bit in my life. I have also smoked pot. I live here in Colorado where that is legal, and I am a big fan of both of those substances. I think that they're both great. At this point in my life, in this particular moment, I'm not drinking or smoking. I've kind of put all of that on hold for a little while, and partly that is because in my family there's a history of addiction, or specifically with alcohol. And as I'm having a kid, I want to make sure that's not any factor in my life. But also, I spend a lot of effort trying to be more present in my life through meditation and other things, and really wanting to be fully here. And I just find for me that alcohol and pot are both ways of escaping. They don't really help me really be present. And so, just for me, a personal decision, I'm choosing not to drink or use any sort of substance at this point in my life. That said, that was one of the things that was appealing for the Warfighter hemp product, or CBD oil in particular, is to have a lot of the benefits without it interfering with my mind and with my sense of presence. So I have used this product now kind of as an experiment. I believe I got the 900 milligram CBD full spectrum tincture. It's $105 on the website, but with your discount, that would be 50% off. So the impact for me was I actually really like it. I'm going to use the coupon here right after recording the episode and grab one or two more. Let's see how to explain this. I found it really relaxing. The context under which I used this was a couple different events. Getting together with friends and going to like social events. I'm consider myself pretty social, and I'm also realizing I think I have a little bit of anxiety around social gatherings. I get a little amped up. So I feel like it helped just relax me and help me just kind of chill out and mellow out a little bit while still being fully mentally there. If any of you have used cannabis or pot or alcohol, it does the same thing. It kind of calms you down, but for most people, it also checks you out a little bit mentally, and you're not as present. So it was enjoyable to have the body relaxation without, while still fully being mentally there, able to keep a conversation going, and also not, put away a packet of chips with pot. So I liked it for that. And one of the reasons I felt compelled to just kind of share all of this is that in the 200 plus interviews I've done with veterans, and from my own experience, I see this trend where, we are in a community where people are exposed to pretty unbelievable circumstances that most people in the world will never face. And if I were speaking with someone, those of you who have listened to the show a lot, I went to the Naval Academy. I served in the Navy on submarines for 5 years. So for me, when I'm talking to someone, it's like, dude, I was on a submarine. Yeah, it was way more dangerous than most people will face, but compared to my friends in the Marines, compared to my friends in the infantry, compared to my friends in Navy SEALs, like, it's nothing. I mean, compared to that, it was fucking a day on the beach, And so I think, and I've heard other people on the show do this as well, where we look to the people we know who served and faced more adversity, who were in combat, who were deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and will downplay our own experiences. And I see people who were in Iraq and Afghanistan and in really intense situations from my vantage point that play it down too. And they're like, well, I wasn't X, Y, whatever their version is. It's just this sense of comparison is the way I view it, or it's an admirable trait. But the people I talk to, even the ones who have been in such extreme circumstances, they always have someone that they view as having had it worse. And so I know this is long-winded. I didn't really script this out, but what I'm trying to get at is that when it comes to things like PTSD, when it comes to things like stress, when it comes to things like just unpacking your military situation, I worry that there is the risk that many listeners assume that's for someone else and assume that's for someone who had it worse, or someone who was really, you know, my situation wasn't bad. This person had it really bad. And it, you know, this is just my opinion. It runs the risk of cheapening your own experience and also of maybe making you feel like this is something not to explore. And I don't mean this specifically with CBD oil. I mean this with anything related to the space that's called, you know, mental health. And my view, again, this is just my opinion, is, you know, I was on submarines. I was at the Naval Academy. I say this, you know, even as I say this, I think that there is, I know the way that myself 10 years ago would view this, and it would be with a lot of judgment, but it's like, I'm realizing, you know, that was a lot of stress. Yes, I was not shot at. Yes, I was not in a fraction of the situation that most people in the military were. And compared to a upbringing of being in high school and being with, you know, just love and support, the transition to the military is a pretty profound one. Going through a plebe summer or boot camp experience, I don't think a lot of us in the military honor that by realizing how much of a wild transition that was in all of our lives. And for me, I'll just own this as my own experience. I think that there's a lot that I still need to unpack from that, a lot that I need to explore, and a lot of tension that I store in my body from all of that. And I know that many people in the military will view that as weak. Many people will view that as like, you know, lots of worse ways of saying weak. But I've enjoyed exploring that through therapy, through nonviolent communication, meditation retreats. If you've listened into other episodes, you get a sense for some of the things that I've done that have brought a lot of personal growth for me in my life, and I would recommend to listeners as well. And I think that CBD oil is probably the easiest accessible of those. You don't have to go away for a week on a silent meditation retreat, which I still recommend, but it's something where you can just order it at 50% off and give it a try. See what that feels in your body. At worst, you're out $50. But I really appreciate, you know, Tim Ferriss is an extreme example, but there's people like that who are doing a lot of experimentation in a positive way to see what works for them and what helps them. So I just wanted to share that I did try out the Warfighter Hemp product. I'm going to order more. I think it's a great legal, non-psychoactive, non-addictive substance that can bring a lot of good things to people in the military community and veteran community, and I wanted to encourage you to check it out. So far longer episode than I intended. Apologies that this was a little bit rambling, but the overall message is happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to all of you listening, and check out the Warfighter Hemp product if you're interested. If something I've said has connected with you, check it out. The promo code is BTU. Again, nothing in it for me in saying that. If what I'm saying did not resonate, no worries. I hope you enjoy the next episode. And looking forward to seeing you guys all again on Monday. Thanks. Take care.